not sure how to follow that. For the record, Jeannie Forrester, F-O-R-R-E-S-T-E-R. Do you need me to spell my first name? J-E-A-N-I-E. For the record, I am the state senator for District 2, representing 27 communities. District 2 is the largest geographic district, or second largest, I'm sorry. And most of the communities in my district, I would say, are impacted by this project. And it makes me sad, I have to say, to follow this gentleman behind me, to hear him say that he believes that state officials are bought and paid for, because I can tell you, we are not bought and paid for. And we have been fighting this fight for many years. Back in 2014, there was an article written in New Hampshire Business Review where they talked about PSNH at the time being on a listening tour. And my question is, are you listening? When I know, as you know, that 26 communities along the route have formally protested this project, are you listening? When we hear back then from Councillor Burton, who's probably one of the most honorable politicians, if you call him a politician, I'd call him a servant leader, who knows how to compromise, said, bury the line. I would ask, are you listening? Senator Ayotte, our U.S. senator, has said, bury the line, New Hampshire's worth it. Are you listening? And I would say to you that if you showed the leadership that Ray Burton and Senator Ayotte chose, take that leadership position, listen to what the people are saying, bury the line, you will end all these meetings. Everybody can go home. We can stop the testimony, and you'll be heroes. You've heard it time and time again. You've heard it from the folks here. It's not that they're against clean energy. It's not that they're against energy. They're against the towers. They would support burying the line. So please, listen to the people of New Hampshire and bury the line. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.